Father, we love you. You are holy and true. You are righteous. And Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this place. Father, may you fill this room and fill our hearts to overflowing. May we encounter you like we've never encountered you more. As we open your word, open our eyes, let the words that are spoken be yours. And Father, let us dive into a deeper depth of you. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. I am convinced that one of the hardest things for us to grasp once we become a Christian is the Holy Spirit. We don't teach on it a lot. It's hard to understand. We talk to God. We talk to Jesus. Do you ever talk to the Holy Spirit? Remember last week I told you about a funnel, and I brought it with me this week. This is a much scaled down version, something we can wrap our head around. But if this is God and this is us, what prevents us from showing God to the world is the bottom end, not the top end. Okay? God wants to work through us, and he's given the Holy Spirit for that to happen. But how big this end is dependent upon you and I. And what we want, hopefully, is a bigger end at the bottom. We're all at different places in our Christian walk. Ideally, what you want is this. As much as God can flow through us. But as we walk in our Christian life, what we want is to be growing this end. And to do that, one of the things that we have to do is understand the Holy Spirit and how he works through our lives and wants to work through our lives. I hope you've got your, if you're a page turner, I hope you're ready. If you're a clicker, get ready. We're going on a journey today. Go with me to 1 Samuel 16. Remember last week we got Samuel born and in the temple. We're going to fast forward some years now. At some point I'm going to do a study on Samuel because he's fascinating. There's so much there. But 1 Samuel 16, I'm going to read verses 1 through 13. Samuel is given the command and the purpose and the job of anointing God's next king. Look at verse 1. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "You have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find the man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be king." Who's directing this? God. God gives the orders. What he wants from us is the willingness to listen and go. Okay? Verse 6. When he arrived, Samuel took a look at Eliab and thought, "Surely this is God's anointing." He took one look at him and said, "Wow, that's got to be it." But look at verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not see the things the way you see them. People judge outward appearances," right? That's right. That's truth. We do that. "People judge outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart." That's what we need to learn to do. Drop down to verse 11. Then Samuel asked, are these all your sons, all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and the goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down and eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. Verse 13, so David stood there among his brothers. Samuel took the flask of olive oil, and he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David that day. When you and I accept Christ as our Savior, we are anointed. Okay? The work of the anointing, the anointed one, the Holy Spirit, is for Christ, for God, to be able to work through us. Look, flip over with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. So when you accept Christ, whether you believe it, understand it, know what to do with it, because the end of your funnel is this small, you have the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to start reading at verse 20. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. Verse 21, I do not write this because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Verse 26, I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you about all things, and the anointing is real, not counterfeit. Just as it has taught you, remain in him. So what does this mean? You don't need anybody to teach you. Do we not need to come to church? Do we not need to do Bible study? Tony Evans explained this better than anybody I've ever heard it. He said, what I'm doing up here right now at this moment, and you and I gather, it's national news. Okay? It's national news. I'm giving you big picture. What works in you, what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life on a daily basis, is local news. It pertains to you and what He wants you to do. You need the national news so you can understand the local news. You need the national news so you can take it and impact the locals around you. God wants to work through your life, and that depends on how big your end of the funnel is. Jesus had the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? That is what allowed Jesus to be fully man and fully God. Jesus, when he took the form of man, there, his end of the funnel was as big as it could get. Look with me at Acts chapter 10. I want you to see this. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were opposed by the devil, for God was with him. You see, this is how God came into physical man being and still stayed God. Because Jesus took the form as a man and had the Holy Spirit flowing through him unobstructed. He was as much man as you or I, but there was no restrictions on his end of the funnel. Okay? So how do we get closer to this than this? Okay? Every Christian has the anointing. At the moment that you accept Christ, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is living in you. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. I told you this is going to be a workout. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to park the rest of the day in 1 Corinthians. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. So at the moment that I pray and accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in, and now He lives in me. That's what we love to say, the Holy Spirit's living in you. He's dwelling. Your body is His temple. So let's wrap our heads around this. Stay with me, because this is going to get a little on the technical side. But we have to understand the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Holy Spirit, when I pray and accept Christ, comes into my human spirit. Okay? My human spirit is dwelling in my soul. Your soul is who you are. Your soul will live forever. Okay? There is no killing your soul. You can kill this body, but you cannot kill the soul. The soul is eternal. So your human spirit is dwelling within your soul, which is housed in this physical body. This physical body is temporary. This physical body is human. It is flawed. It is of this world. If you are a Christian, you will spend your entire life fighting this body. As y'all know, that gets harder the older you get, and the more decayed this gets. But your soul is who you are. That's eternal. When you were born into this body, your soul was pure. Okay? Your spirit became corrupted by the sin of this world, which then infected your soul. When you accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit came into your human spirit and made it perfect. Okay? Your human spirit is perfect the minute the Holy Spirit came in. The reason you have a spirit is so that you can communicate to God. When we are joined with Him in heaven, you won't need your human spirit. Your soul will be there with Him. But until then, you have a human spirit that has been made perfect by the Holy Spirit. And the purpose of your human spirit, who's been dwelled by the Holy Spirit, is to clean up your soul. That's what takes a while. Okay? If the Holy Spirit is in your human spirit, it begins to give you information from God. That's the reason you have a spirit, so you can communicate Him. That's the when you go along and you go, should I go this way or that way? And when you hear somebody say, well, God told me to do this, that's because their human spirit is listening to the Holy Spirit, who is now directing the soul and driving the body to do different things that it never knew to do before. How do we listen more so these funnels grow? How do we listen more to the Holy Spirit? I'm going to give you three things. Number one, remember this from last week? This radio. Remember this, Parker? You have to stay in tune to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your guide on a daily basis. That's how God, the Holy Spirit, is in you, in your human spirit, communicating to your soul, directing your body to listen to Him. There's a lot of voices on this little transistor radio. Some of them are pretty good. Gotta admit, some of them are pretty good. I like country music every now and then. Not this stuff they play today. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of it's pretty good. There's a lot of voices coming in your head. You have to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. The more we listen to the Holy Spirit, the bigger the flow of the Holy Spirit comes through in you. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. This is what Scripture says when it means, when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. Your human spirit in its corrupt form can't even begin to imagine what the Holy Spirit is going to do when it comes in. That's why the world that does not have the Holy Spirit in them cannot understand the perspective we have on things. Look at verse 10. But it was to those that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. You can look at a situation and you can see God. And you can't understand why other people can't see God because they don't have the Holy Spirit showing them what God is doing in that situation. That's why you can see somebody who is suffering through the most dire cancer, the most horrible situation, and they can see God and rejoice. And you go, how? Because God, the Holy Spirit, is communicating to your human spirit, who is changing your soul and your vision of the situation. Verse 10, but it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit, for His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. Verse 11, no one can know a person's thoughts except his own personal spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. Verse 12, and we receive God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Your human spirit has thoughts that have been changed when the Holy Spirit comes in and purifies it. So then you look at situations and you see things completely different. The second thing, if you want to increase the flow of the Holy Spirit through you into your human spirit so it changes your soul and makes your body do different things, you got to learn how to use it. Let me illustrate that for you. If Bob Ritchie was here, anybody remember these from school? Some of y'all didn't have calculators. Now y'all shaking your head. Yeah, I remember. Y'all didn't have no calculators like this. Okay. To somebody who knows how to use this, this is an incredible tool. Okay. Right. This will do a lot of work for you, won't it? If you don't know how to use it, it is a bunch of buttons that will cause you so much headache and pain that you want to throw it out the window. Okay? But if you know how to use this, if you know what these buttons are, you can do magical things like that. I'll give you another one if I can find it. Anybody got one of these? This is an incredibly powerful tool that I guarantee you, exception of this group right up here, and maybe a few scattered around, you're using about 5% of what this will do. Okay? This thing will do things you can't even begin to imagine. But you have to know how to use it. Okay? Anybody ever gotten frustrated with one of these? Yep. Sorry, Darlene's not here. She's the only person left on the face of the planet with a flip phone that can only make phone calls. This will do so much more. There are plenty of people whose funnel looks like this, and they are going around life frustrated because they don't know that the flow of the Holy Spirit in their life can be so much more, but they're restricting it because they don't know how to use it. They are listening more to the world than they are to God. Years ago, too many to count, I was doing a Wednesday night service. And as I walked into the chapel where we had it, God said, "Take your shoes off." I said, "Okay." So I took my shoes off. I don't really like shoes anyway, but there was something symbolic about it. And let me tell you, I cannot explain it, but the Holy Spirit filled that room that night, and it was unbelievable what took place. And everybody in the room knew it. Now, was it because I took my shoes off? No. It's because when you listen to God, the flow of Him through you will be so great that you can't explain what happened. But so many times, God says, "Take your shoes off," and we say, "Why? My feet's going to get wet. My sock's got a hole in it. What if somebody says this or looks at me funny?" Who cares? If you want the flow of the Holy Spirit to come through your life, you got to listen more to the Holy Spirit than the world. And the more you listen to the Holy Spirit, the more you know how to use it, and the easier His voice is to determine outside of all the other voices you hear. Look with me at verse 13. "When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come out of human wisdom." There are things when the Holy Spirit starts talking to you that make no sense. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. If He says, "Take your shoes off," take your shoes off. "When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come out of human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, and the Spirit's words explain spiritual truth. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive the truth from God." People who don't have the Holy Spirit in them cannot understand your perspective on life, on tragedy, on situations in your life. They can't understand it, and they never will. If you don't speak Spanish, you're not going to be able to understand it. No matter how loud you talk, it's not going to change the fact that you can't understand it. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you can't understand it. But when you do, the more you have in Him, the more life will make sense from His perspective. Because the Holy Spirit is giving you the information from God into your human spirit that is changing your soul so that you can hear Him and know how to use him. Look at verse 16. For who can know the thoughts of God? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. You and I have the mind of Christ because the Holy Spirit has come into your human spirit and is changing your soul and redeeming it. The third thing that you need, and this is the most important, if you want the Holy Spirit in your life to be greater, if you want to have those perspectives where life doesn't faze you, like I said, first of all, you have to tune him in. You have to know how to use it. But here's the third one. You have to love him more than you love sin. And every single one of us, even after we've accepted Christ, we still love sin. Whatever your sin of choice is, you still love it. And there's going to be times when sin is saying, go this way, and the Holy Spirit's going that way, and which way are you going? If you're going to love the Spirit more than you love sin, you and I have to worship it. We worship God, we worship Jesus, we pray to them, but how often do you worship the Holy Spirit? I want you to do that today. We're going to close this service. We're going to play a song. It's you and the Holy Spirit. Worship him.